What up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I hope you got to spend a little time with family or and friends or whoever you want to spend time with over the holiday, Thanksgiving. Sometimes we're moving through life too fast and we don't slow down and enjoy the things that we, you know, need to enjoy, the important things in life. So it's nice when you have a holiday where you can do that. So I hope you guys had fun, enjoyed the day, ate well, and just took a moment to be grateful for everything that we have. We had a decent time. We went out to Hastings on Wednesday and, you know, after work, took a couple hours to get there, hung out, ate some pie, ate some food, and, slept in a little bit on Thursday. Then we ate and hung out and played games and ate a little more. And then that was it. Friday, I had to come back to work a half day at work. That was whack. Yeah, definitely whack to come in and work at 11:30 to 3:30 when it wasn't even busy and it wasn't needed. Even more reason why I need to leave my job and just peace out, man. It was just, it's getting to the point, guys. Like, I just had a dream last night about quitting my job, and I actually got in a fight with like a manager, not like a real manager, because it was a dream and it was like a make-believe manager. It was like this dude in his 60s, and I don't even know, reminded me of like my uncle or something. I have no idea why that is what I dreamt about. But in that dream, I quit my job right on the spot, and it felt good. It felt so good. My wife wasn't happy, but it felt good. Man. But yeah, that amongst other things, I'm not even going to get into the detail of how they tried to strong arm me recently, which I don't. That's not going to work on me, but whatever. Back to the podcast and being thankful and grateful. Even though I had to come back, yes, it was good to be away for a bit and, you know, just chill. Sometimes I get so busy with things that maybe I don't just hang out with the family enough or whatever it is, you know, because I'm trying to work my 40 hours. I'm trying to do jiu-jitsu. I'm trying to do Small Guy Promotions in Omaha Fatty. It's busy. And then, you know, you still got to do things like get dinner ready and just whatever else is going on. Life is hectic and busy. So if you guys, you know, want to help me quit my job, please make sure to subscribe. I'm asking early this time. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the Omaha Fatty newsletter on the website, www.omahafatty.com. The YouTube pages, you know, just whatever, man. Support, the more support that I get, the bigger platform that I have, the more that I can do with it. And I can make this a revenue type of deal where I'm actually following this path and this thing that's gaining momentum, as I've talked about in the past. Things are coming along greatly, new opportunities. I went live on Facebook last week to talk about the things that were going great, together a great greater good tag. I've talked about them before. I've shared videos of them before. They reached out and said, hey, thank you for all the support. We really appreciate it. And we want to reciprocate the support. So if you want to give us a bio and a link to your platform, your website or whatever, and your social media platforms, do that. And we'll share your information out with our subscribers. Just because you've been such a huge supporter of TAG. And if you don't know what TAG is, it's a great organization. I've talked about it multiple times in the past. And like I said, I've shared videos and whatnot, but I was in one of their advertising videos. They make partnerships with businesses. And when you as a consumer go and shop at a business, that business has an agreement with TAG to give a percentage back. For you, all you have to do is download their app and then you take a picture of your receipt, you load it up to the app, and then you select what business you went to, and then you select the charitable organization that you want to donate to. Me, I donate to my daughter's school a lot, Rumsey Station, Rumsey Elementary. I do try to sprinkle in some other organizations that I support as well. But more often than not, I donate to Rumsey Station. So shout out to Rumsey Station. But yeah, it's a really great thing. So I love TAG, and I've never asked them for anything just because I appreciate what they do. You know, they're helping businesses and charitable organizations. They're doing the community thing. And that's what I appreciate, and that's what I respect. So I try to share about them as much as possible, because as a consumer, you don't have to do anything else, you know, as far as spending money. It doesn't cost you more to support these charities. It's available. So why not take advantage to help these organizations? The CEO and presidente of the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce has reached out to me, and she says, you know, thank you for all that you've done for the city of Bellevue. Please let us know the next time that you go out and eat at a restaurant in Bellevue. We'd like to stop out and take some photos and share information about you as well. So I've got that going on. And everything is just, I talked about it 2 weeks ago, momentum. Everything is building up, and I want to keep leaning into that and growing. Again, I don't know what the end goal looks like, but I just know that I'm doing something that I enjoy doing. I love it, and I'm grateful and appreciative to everyone who supports the movement and what I'm trying to do. I can't thank you guys enough. The social media presence continues to grow, and we're growing in those other outlets as well, like the YouTube. We're still not quite there on the YouTube page. You know, I said I want to get to 1,000 follows on YouTube. So if you haven't followed on YouTube yet, please do that. Support, you know, if I can get all these little things that bring in, you know, side income, side revenue, then I can make a bigger case for being able to just go into my job and be like, I quit. So, you know, there's still things that I have to do. I need people to watch the videos that are posted on YouTube, and I need to get better on the Omaha Fatty page with posting more. I posted some shorts on there, but I need to post other content, and I'm getting around to that. I promise there'll be new content out there on the Omaha Fatty page that's more than 60 seconds long. But yeah, all that stuff helps, you know, getting subscribers on our website that's more appealing to restaurant owners when we go out and say, hey, we can put an ad on our website for you because we've had this many visitors to the website. So that type of stuff will go a long way. We'll have merchandise. We've been talking about it for months, so we'll have to get that taken care of. We'll have merchandise for the people who want to wear this, you know, on their shirt, or if they want a cup or whatever. We'll have that taken care of as well. The other thing that I want to talk about is Omaha Fatty again. So people have been asking, I said that I was going to do some kind of giveaway when we got to 5,000 Facebook likes. A couple of people said something about like maybe one of the raffle items can be having dinner with Omaha Fatty. And for me, guys, I appreciate your support so much. It's still so crazy to me that is what people want to do, because I'm just like an everyday average Joe. People want to eat with me. It's such a crazy concept to me. But I'm grateful for all the support, man. I appreciate it. Trust me. I appreciate it. I don't feel worthy, I guess. I don't know. But what I had someone actually do, she reached out to me on Facebook, and she said, had you ever thought about like maybe having a night where you go out and eat at a place and you tell your followers and supporters where you'll be, and they can come and get a photo with you or meet you? And I was like, no, I've never thought about that, because that doesn't seem like I'm not a big deal like that. I don't know that people would want to do that. But she seemed to think that was something that people want to do. I'm just getting her name here. Hold on. Tanya Tapper. I can't see your Facebook is so weird. I can't see the whole profile, so I can't see the last name. Won't allow me to click on there from my phone right now, but oh, there we go. If I go back, Bokenauer, Tanya Tapper Bokenauer, she reached out and said, you know, maybe that's something that you can consider. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know that my platform is big enough or that my presence is big enough for people to want to come out and do a meet and greet. But as I thought about it, I said, well, what is there to lose? There's nothing to lose. So I talked to Julie over at Grecian Heroes. So what we're going to do is this coming Saturday, it'll be December 3rd, I believe. Let me make sure that I get this date right. December the 4th. See, good thing I checked. I knew that. I knew it was December 4th. I don't know what I'm thinking. But December 4th, from 4 to 6 p.m., I will be at Grecian Heroes in Terra Plaza, Papillion, Nebraska. And I'll eat there. And this is not an invitation to necessarily eat with me. But if you, for some reason, would like to come and say hello and meet Omaha Fatty or take a photo with Omaha Fatty, we'll do this as like a trial run and see how it goes and see if people come out. But yes, from 4 to 6 p.m., Grecian Heroes, Terra Plaza. Yours truly, Danell, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. the Omaha Fatty, will be at Grecian Heroes, and you can stop by and say hello and, you know, take a photo if you would like. Usually it's just random one-offs where I see people and they recognize me. But if this is something that the people are asking for, I'm definitely down to do it. You guys have been such a huge support system for me and everything that I've been doing. And I definitely want to, be out there if that's what you guys want. So thank you guys so much for this, all the support that you've been given. It's just been amazing, and I'm so excited, and I'm happy to see what the future will bring. Please just keep following, and I'll keep sharing food, and I'll keep putting out reviews and trying to reach out to you guys through food. I hope you enjoy all the content. I'm still not sure what we're going to do with Small Guy Promotions in 2020 from the public's perspective. I don't know how much we'll be out there. I don't know if I'll do events again or not. But that has been something that I've thought about. So we'll have to figure that out. I'm still not sure about putting on any event. It's tough enough putting on an event in general, but with COVID and whatnot, it's even tougher. And there's a lot of people putting on the events, so there's a lot of competition. So I just don't know if I want to put the energy into putting on events again, but we'll see what 2020 brings. That's it, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Once again, whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, YouTube, wherever you're listening, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Please subscribe to the podcast. It's out there everywhere. Podbean, iHeartRadio, it is out there. Radio Public, please just subscribe. That helps so much, and it goes a long way. Thank you guys for tuning in once again. Smile, help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Yeah, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Peace out, y'all. Happy holidays.